Paige McPherson is called McFierce by friend and foe alike because of her courage and cunning. The two-time Olympian in the sport of Taekwondo had made her third U.S. Olympic team earlier this year before the Summer Games became another COVID casualty. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is a show you help sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime on the World Wide Web at WWIB.com for all the info you need to connect. And you can give there quickly, safely, securely, and remotely at WWIB.com to help support the show. 29-year-old Paige McPherson, hometown Sturgis, South Dakota, now a resident of Miami, Florida, is back with me on the show. So, Paige, the Olympics pushed back to a year from this summer. Has your training schedule been pushed back, too?
Yes. The good thing about my situation is that my daily regimen hasn't really drastically changed. I train usually 5 to 6 times a week, twice, 2 to 3 times a day, and then we'll have like a physical therapy session in between one of those sessions. Now that the pandemic has occurred and the postponement of the Olympics, I do train on a daily basis. However, my intensity and my schedule has slowed down. So I train once a day and have the rest of the day off. So it's, kind of, it's a little bit different. But again, yeah, I'm able to train on a daily basis for now.
Okay, so you've sort of hit the reset button there now with another 12 months to get ready for the Summer Games. You are one of the first qualifiers for Team USA. Do you have to requalify now for 2021?
I do not. No. Again, the benefit of qualifying top six, because if you qualify top six, that athlete is automatically on the Olympic team. Nobody can dispute it. Nobody can take me out of that position unless I was injured or something like that. But I am set and ready.
Good, good. Well, Taekwondo, I've, of course, heard it before about it. Don't know a whole lot about it, though, and I'm sure the same for our sports and commentary listeners here. Tell us what Taekwondo is all about, will you?
Yeah, Taekwondo is a combative sport. It has an emphasis of kicking rather than grappling or wrestling like the other combative sports in the Olympics. A fight is based off of 3 rounds, 2 minutes. You'll have a minute rest in between, and whoever has the most points accumulated at the end of the third round will generally will win. And, you know, there will be special rewards or points rewarded for certain types of kicks. So any kicks that are hit to the face have more rewards, such as 3 points. If you kick to the body, there's 2 points. If you add a spin to any type of kick, you're rewarded an extra point on top of that. So it's really such, it's a very dynamic type of fight, and it's really like a game of chess. It's exciting.
Yes. And by the way, this sport is, I've read, scored electronically, so human judgment is not a factor necessarily in Taekwondo. What do you like most about Taekwondo? I mean, what drew you to the sport in the first place?
What drew me was really it came from a good place, as in I first entered this sport on the traditional side, where you were taught, you know, self-integrity, indomitable spirit, perseverance, self-control, etc. And it really just kind of became an extended family. And then I became competitive because really I had a lot of energy and I was pretty good at kicking people in the face. So, you know, it got me to a point where I was able to represent something greater than myself, and do something that I truly fell in love with. And Taekwondo, it's a fight at the end of the day. It's an exciting match. Who doesn't like to have a fight and get rewarded for it, right?
Indeed. Well, my kids, they would have loved to get into the sport of Taekwondo. Paige McPherson, she is into the sport. She's an Olympian, three-time Olympian, ready for 2021 when the Summer Games finally come around, and she's 29 years of age. I tell you what, your Olympic experience goes back to 2012. You were the unlikely bronze medal winner at the London Games. I think we'll turn back the clock to that next time here with you if we can get you back here. Paige, thank you for being on the show today. Appreciate it. God bless you. Have a good one down there.
Thank you. You too.